Bickley and Marotta want to know, who would you start, sit or cut?
Straight from the mind of Jarrett Carlin. Fasten your seatbelts. What do you got, Jarrett?
All right, I'm going to give you three options, and you'll tell me which ones you would metaphorically start, sit, and cut. You're essentially ranking them from one to three. And we'll start with a Cardinals question. We were just talking about Chandler Jones winning NFC Defensive Player of the Week. So how will he follow up his five-sack performance? Start, sit, cut the possibilities. Zero sacks, one sack, more than one sack on Sunday.
I will start one sack, sit more than one, cut zero.
I'm partially on board with you. I'm going to start one. I will sit zero and I'll cut more than one.
Gotcha.
There hasn't been too many five-sack games in the history of the NFL, and I have not. That might be an interesting look to see how those players followed up after a five-sack game,
right,
because we know it's a game of adjustments. And
yeah,
people don't like to get embarrassed that much. So I would guess, you know, if Chandler Jones has his arsenal working, he'll get to Kirk Cousins at least once on Sunday. Well, he'll get to him exactly once on Sunday.
This is the biggest sort of test about how important it was to sign someone like J.J. Watt, because now the entire game plan is going to be stop Chandler Jones.
Yeah.
In theory, then, J.J. Watt should have a big game and should make his first really big impact with the Cardinals. And we'll see if that comes to fruition.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, the NFC West undefeated in week one. So taking the Cardinals out of it, who is most likely to get their first loss this weekend? Is it the Rams, who play at the Colts? Is it the 49ers, who play at the Eagles? Or is it the Seahawks, who host the Tennessee Titans, who we just saw?
Oof.
Start, sit, cut.
I do believe all four division teams will win their games this week again.
They're all
favored by at least 3.5 points, by the way. But if I had to rank most likely to get the first loss, Jared?
Yes.
Yep.
Who's most likely to lose?
I'm starting the 49ers at Philadelphia. I'm sitting the Rams at Indianapolis, and I'm cutting the Seahawks versus Tennessee.
I am starting the 49ers at the Eagles. I am sitting the Seahawks, Titans. I'm cutting the Rams in Indy.
Feeling pretty good about the Rams right now.
And
the Colts didn't look very good.
Yeah, right.
For Tennessee bouncing back, maybe? I mean,
maybe. That's kind of what I'm looking at here.
It's hard to believe that Tennessee is as bad as they looked.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they were a sleeper, really strong playoff team.
Mm-hmm. And that's really kind of going to be that. If there's a burden of proof the Cardinals are going to carry on Sunday, it's exactly that. It's to prove that game was more a function of your dominance than the other team completely skating into the season.
Yeah. And you know who's most glad about Aaron Rodgers being so bad in week one from a national perspective? Mike Vrabel.
Yeah. Bart Scott this morning, though, said the two teams that he thinks are frauds in the NFL, the Titans and the Bills.
Really?
How could you call the Bills a fraud? But he did.
Going into the season, people were saying that was the team most likely to challenge the Chiefs in the AFC.
Right.
Wow. Overreaction week. Okay, let's look at the rookie quarterbacks and who's going to have the best week. And we'll sort of look at it in a fantasy-wise, because that's, I guess, the easiest way to say who will have the best week. So if you were playing fantasy football, who would you start, who would you sit, and who would you cut between Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Mac Jones this week?
Don't we get to know who they're playing?
I suppose you can if you want.
Let me find it here. Trevor Lawrence is playing.
They're playing. They're home against Denver.
Mm-hmm. Zach Wilson is home against New England.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the third?
And Mac Jones is on the road at the Jets.
Yeah. Your turn first, Bick.
I don't know if I like any of them.
I know. But
I think I'll start Mac Jones.
Yes.
I think I'll sit Trevor Lawrence, and I think I'll cut Zach Wilson?
I'm starting Jones. I'm sitting Wilson, and I'm cutting Lawrence. That Denver defense
is pretty good.
They're nasty.
Yeah, they are nasty. Yeah.
Now, that would be something if Denver wound up being a fairly decent team. Then we could start talking about the AFC West being maybe almost as good as the NFC West. All right.
Yeah, their defense is nasty. Their offense is also nasty but in a different way.
Then Jerry Jeudy is injured now for they don't have a lot there. All right, today, National Linguini Day.
Oh, wow.
So, of course it is.
I didn't get you guys anything.
Really? I thought there was linguine in your pocket. So now I'm going to ask you on your favorite stringy noodle. Okay?
As opposed to the non-stringy noodle.
Which width of stringy noodle do you prefer? Okay? We're going to take a linguine out of it. We're going to go start, sit, cut.
What? Go ahead. I'm with you.
It inspired the question, Vincey. Vincey doesn't have to.
Vincey?
Start, sit, cut. Start, sit, cut, angel hair, spaghetti, and fettuccine, which is even wider than
something tells me we've pondered this question before. To me, it's angel hair full stop. Love angel hair. Starting angel hair pasta, sitting fettuccine, cutting spaghetti.
I'm starting spaghetti.
Yes.
Sitting fettuccine and cutting angel hair.
Angel hair just gets too mushy, and it's just like, it has no chew. It has no mouthfeel.
Says you. It has no mouthfeel?
That's right. All right, finally.
Vic's mouth is different from your mouth.
Well, it's in a way. All right.
That's the dumbest question ever asked.
No. The Cardinals are playing Minnesota this weekend, so your favorite TV show set in Minnesota.
All right. Ooh.
Start, sit, cut. The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Little House on the Prairie, and Coach.
Wow. I got to start. I got to go in that order. I got to start Mary Tyler Moore. I got to sit Little House on the Prairie, and I got to cut Coach.
You didn't
I never
like
got
Coach
into
as
Coach.
A sports fan?
I never got into Coach. Wow. I never watched it. I do remember watching Little House on the Prairie Monday nights on NBC.
I didn't watch any of those shows, Garrett. So I'm going to let you rank this one.
So even in, you were probably even too young for Mary Tyler Moore, but
I remember maybe seeing Little House on the Prairie once. Was that Michael Landon?
Yes,
it was.
Mary Tyler Moore had the great Ted Knight.
How about a Fresco?
Lou.
That's one of the most revered comedies of all time.
Okay, so what he said,
and
Jared?
I loved Coach. Okay.
Well, all right, fine. There you go.
There's stringy noodles, Garrett.
Stringy. Happy Fettuccine Day, everybody.
Right.
No, Linguini Day.
Oh, whatever.
How embarrassing if you got somebody the wrong card.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope somebody is tuning in to Bigley and Murata Mornings for the first time right now.
Me too.
I really hope that's not happening right now.
I hope every segment lots of people are tuning in for the first time. So that
starting at 8 o'clock.